This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite, great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Final hour on this Friday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. They didn't think we could do it, but we did it. Congratulations. We made it to the final hour. And as I said to Fritzy, don't mail it in now. Let's go. Give me 60. Can you give me 60 minutes?
You asked for 3 hours. I counted the first hour. We were kind of chatting before the show, so now it's
that doesn't
in the air.
Count
it
as
doesn't.
One of the
They're
3 hours.
4 hours, basically.
And I know that you're a little under the weather. You were not feeling well last night.
Yeah, the upset stomach kind of kept me up. But here we are, and it's the final hour of the final show, so let's go.
Nobody wants to hear about the labor pains.
They don't.
Just show me the baby.
That's very true.
That's all this is.
Exactly.
Joe Montana will be coming up here.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Joe Montana. And one of the master distillers. Like, that's his title. He's a master distiller. His name's Brian Nation. He works for Keeper's Heart. And then he's been responsible for Jameson. I think, what is it? Redbreast is another one of the whiskeys. There's quite a few. I don't think you can tell the story of whiskey in Ireland without Brian Nation. But we imported him from Dublin, and now he is in Minneapolis making whiskey for
it's
Keeper's
Heart. It's
quite
a big deal around these parts.
Yeah. Oh, is that your Irish accent?
Terrible. It's better than the pirate thing that I did. Me hearties, Brian Nation in studio.
Me hearties.
You know what? Oh,
that's Popeye. I don't know what that is.
How about you take the last hour off there, Todd? You don't have to put in too much effort. Yes, Paulie.
We went to this whiskey place the other day. Like, this place that had thousands, literally thousands of whiskeys on the wall.
We did?
And yeah. Yeah. I remember the first half of it.
Yeah.
Last half of the night, a little shaky.
Dang.
But they were pulling bottles off the wall that were expensive, even beyond expensive. And his name was on like a third of them. You know, like, that's one of mine.
Yeah.
And then he pulled it down. And the guy's holding it like he's holding a child that he's showing you.
Yes.
And you want to be very cautious.
There was a bottle of whiskey that had Brian Nation's name. He had a plaque on it. I said, how much? And he goes, $75,000. And I go, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So he's a big deal here. But I wanted him, I thought, and he's such a great guy, great personality, teaching us how to drink whiskey, what to look for, taste. Entry-level kind of stuff for whiskey. So he'll join us coming up in a little bit. We'll try to sneak in a couple of phone calls as well. And our thanks once again to the very generous Will Farrell, who was with us the last couple of days, went to dinner, had beverages with us the last couple of nights, and he was very gracious with all the fans that wanted to take pictures with him. And our great sponsors as well. We're very lucky. Keeper's Heart, it's been wonderful. Well, all the people. Panini. I'm going to leave out some, but Mercedes always. DraftKings has been great as well. So the Wolf and Shepherd shoes. I took a picture of Will. So, Will, I said, I'm going to give you one of the shoes the first day, but you have to come back the second day to get your other shoe. And he came in yesterday, goes, where's my shoe? And I gave him his other shoe, Wolf and Shepherd. Last night at dinner, I take a picture of Will's shoes, and I sent it to Marvin, because he did. He had his shoes on last night. He was very proud of those shoes. I'm like, hey, you earned them, man. You earned your boots. Now he's headed back to Los Angeles. But
rich leather.
Yeah, last night at the bar, you know, I'm staring down at his shoes, and people got to be wondering, what are you taking a picture of? And it was Will's brand new shoes. Joe Montana set to join us, I believe. Todd, does that sound right?
He's ready for you.
Joe is joining us on behalf of Guinness and brand partner that Joe journeyed over here to Dublin, Ireland. The unofficial kickoff to the college football season. Joe, of course, went to Notre Dame. It's Notre Dame and Navy. And all season long, Joe Montana and the other Joe Cool, Joe Burrow, have Guinness commercials. Joe Montana back on the program. If you didn't go to Notre Dame, where were you going to go?
That's a good question, but I think it would have been one of two places, either Michigan State, it's hard to say. We don't know. or Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah. Yeah. Vince Dooley was down there, and they had some pretty good receivers and a pretty good team at the time. And Michigan State, only because they threw the ball a ton.
I'm also curious, after you got out of Notre Dame, how comfortable would you have been to play as a rookie with the Niners?
I think it would have been hard, to be honest with you. The toughest part about that offensive system was learning. The system I came from at Notre Dame was all numbers. And so everything was pretty basic, right? You're running certain patterns. So you have three receivers and you would call 789 or something. And so this guy's running the 7, this guy's running 8, that guy's running 9. Here in San Francisco, everything was, the words were only pass protections. So, and then the numbers, and then the words told you what everyone else was supposed to do. So, but the problem was, is it didn't tell everyone. So you called 20 halfback reads. So you're telling the halfback what to run, but you're not, then you have to memorize all the rest of the guys. So it was a big, and game plans were huge. Bill Walsh had huge game plans. We probably had 135 passes in a game plan for, you know, knowing we're going to throw the ball 28 times. So how crazy it was is we were playing in the, we lost in the championship game one time, and Theismann and I were at the Pro Bowl, and Bill was the coach, and first day he put in 35 passes. And Theismann goes, oh, this is awesome, man. He gave us all the passes for the game in one day. And I go, what are you talking about? He's going to install all the way until Sunday. He goes, get out of here. I go, you watch and see. And so we go, we don't need any more of this. I go, I'm just telling you, this is nothing. I'm not even studying right now, because he usually gets 60 or 70 in day one.
Steve Young was on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said the days of Dan Marino, Peyton Manning style quarterback are done. So the pure pocket passer is over in the NFL. What do you think?
I don't think that's the case. You can't show me a read option guy that's actually won the, you know, the guy that's a pure runner hasn't won the, he hasn't won a Super Bowl. You have to be able to play from the pocket to win in the game. I mean, look at Mahomes, he's not a runner. He's an athlete. He gets outside. Can he run? Yeah, if he wants to, but that's not what he's doing. He's trying to find time because he got flushed out of that pocket. But if you go back over the years and look at the teams that have won, they've all been guys that pretty much are in the pocket. Well, I don't see that changing. I think early on when all those read options things were happening, I mean, I hate to use examples, but look at Oregon, right? How many championships did they win? Can't find one of their quarterbacks from back then that's still in the league. It's just a tough, the coaching is too good, and the players are just too good at that level And, you know, if I was playing someone like that, I'd make the quarterback run every time. I don't care. He can have 200 yards. I don't care, because he's going to have to come down at some point. He's going to have to make a throw. And by then, he's going to be too tired. And I'm going to hit him late a couple times.
Wait. You're calling for hitting the quarterback late after all those hits that you took?
I'm just saying, if I was coaching.
Joe Montana joining us. Are you at the Guinness Brewery?
Yes, we are. We are here at the storehouse. We've been here all morning. I got all my whole family's here. We've had a great time since we got here. Actually, we baptized our daughter, and her husband baptized our youngest grandson here 2 days ago. So we've been doing a little bit of everything, but mostly we've been finding pubs with Guinness around. So
it's not hard to find a pub with Guinness, though, Joe, just letting you know.
I know it's not hard to find a pub either. You stumble out of one and fall down. And you don't know.
How would you feel if Notre Dame joined a conference?
I mean, I think I'd be fine with it, but I just don't see it, to be honest with you. I think that in some ways, you know, to get to another level where everyone's playing that extra game, I guess, but that extra game usually is a championship game, is different than adding another game to your schedule. I just, financially, I don't know. I don't know how a conference makes it work for Notre Dame. They already have their own television package, and I don't know. I don't see where it would. I think they tried it really with the ACC, right?
Yeah.
And I just don't think it worked out for them in the long run.
What's your favorite piece of sports memorabilia you have at home?
I have a picture that was given to me. I was a huge Celtics fan. It's Bill Russell, John Havlicek, and Sam Jones walking off the court, all signed. And I don't collect memorabilia at all, but that's one that I've kept. So it was given to me because I was talking about the Celtics, and a friend of mine just found this picture, and it was signed by all three, and he gave it to me.
Wow, that's cool. Did you kept all your jerseys, though?
I just sold everything. Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, almost everything I had went. Yeah. And took some of the proceeds and goes to our foundation.
Yeah.
To support children's charities. And it was just the kids – they wanted one thing or here, and they all have their own Super Bowl ring. So no one wanted to drag all this stuff around. So put the money to good work.
It's good you didn't have five kids, because that would have been a problem handing out Super Bowl rings.
I would have had to stay another year or two.
And I saw where Joe Burrow is working with you. So are you loaning him Joe Cool, the nickname?
I'm still going to make him earn it, right? It's been fun working with him. He's been actually really fun to work with. We doing the Guinness Zero program, and we've had a lot of fun with the number zero, but the commercials and the spots that we've shot. Actually, it was pretty fun. It's great, good to get to know him. Another great player that's out there to watch today, and fun to do, and fun to be a. I don't know if I'm going to turn it completely over to him yet, but working on it.
Did you trademark that?
No, I'm old Joe. Not Joe Cool, I'm just old. Some friend of mine gave me a hat and said, "You're not Joe Cool anymore, you're just old Joe." And he says, "Old Joe."
Well, congrats on everything. Hope you're doing well. My best to the family, and have fun with your folks there at Guinness.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate it. How's everything with you?
Everything's good. I've had fun. We had Will Ferrell joined us here for a couple of days, and we just been out on the town. We've been doing some damage.
Great, great. Well, hopefully I run into you.
Thank you, buddy. And let me know where you have a tab running, because I'd like to bring my guys into there if that's okay.
Anytime. Just going to anyone.
Any bar. Great. Thank you, bud.
All right. Take care. Good seeing you.
Joe Montana joining us on behalf of Guinness there. Had a Guinness there in his hand. Seems like he's going to have a few of those while he's out there. He'll never be short on having somebody say, hey, you need a beer? Yeah, Paulie.
He almost went to Georgia. I know. I don't know if I'd ever heard that.
I'd not heard that before.
He would have missed Herschel by a year, I think, because he's done in 79, maybe. Wow.
Vince Dooley, Hall of Fame coach there. And what was the other place that he was? Michigan State. Because he said they threw the ball. Would Kirk Gibson have been at Michigan State? Because he was a receiver.
Because Montana was in college 75 to 79, I'm pretty sure. So you're almost for sure right.
I don't know if Kirk Gibson would have still been there or was going to go there. I don't know if they crossed paths or not. But Kirk Gibson was a wide receiver at Michigan State as well. Marvin, are you Googling that?
I am.
Okay. By the way, on this date in 2001, anybody went local? This is this date in Irish history. Anybody got something on 2001 at Slane Castle?
The Lansdowne rugby team.
No.
Okay.
U2 brings the Elevation Tour to the castle. Their first performance there since their inaugural festival there, 1981. Who did U2 open up for at Slane Castle?
In
1981. Paulie?
AC/DC.
No.
Oh.
Marvin?
The Rolling Stones?
No.
The Who?
No. Seton?
The Pogues?
No. You're probably closer with the Pogues than the other guys. Okay.
The Dubliners?
No, not the Dubliners. First name begins with a T.
The?
No.
Todd Rundgren?
No. Something we're not.
Talking Heads.
No, we are Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Talking Heads. Yes, Mark.
Twisted Sister.
Okay.
No, we are Twisted.
It's not the, though.
It's not the. So first word is something we're not. And the last word, there's two words to the band.
Thin Lizzy.
Bloop, bloop, bloop,
whoa.
Bloop, bloop.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I knew I'd get there.
I mean, we put on a couple over the week here, but.
Yeah, Thin Lizzy. Well, Paulie, you're thinnish.
Well, it's going the wrong way.
You're
the past 2 days.
Yeah, I know. We started to do recall what we've had for dinner, and I think it's basically been steak, and then we've had whiskey. And what do they put? They put ginger ale in the whiskey?
Yeah.
So what is that called?
Yeah, there was a peppercorn. There was a...
Well, we did the old fashions.
Whiskey and ginger.
Is it called whiskey and ginger ale? It seems like it should have a name.
Gingy? Kind of put the two together. You did ask me to take the final hour off.
I did.
I don't know why I said that.
Yeah. I know you're under the weather.
Just stay quiet.
Yeah, why don't you just stay quiet? It's okay.
That would be cute if you called it gingy because it's ginger ale and whiskey. But never mind.
Yeah, Paul.
For the past 3 days, I've gone to the same place for breakfast, and there's this hammer called I call it the hammer. It's called the breaker. Because it tries to break you. It's a sausage patty, homemade.
Wait, it tries to break you?
Like you can't get it down. And I've had 3 in 3 days.
Okay.
And then rasher bacon, hash browns, 2 eggs, little pesto, Dan, a little pesto. And you need like a spotter to hold this thing.
Okay. Or a rasher of bacon.
Yeah, slab.
Slab of bacon.
And I've had it the past 3 days.
Okay.
It's great for me.
All right. We're going to talk some whiskey coming up. The master distiller. And he likes to be called the master distiller. Like, you can't call him Brian. Like, he'll be, it's master distiller. And we weren't allowed to look directly at him. It's
Brian Nation Esquire.
Yeah.
Please.
Does he have, like, a crown and some kind of cape and one of those things you hold in your hand?
I think he's been knighted. I do.
Sir. Sir Brian.
Sir Master Distiller, Brian Nation. So, we'll, what? Yes, Marv?
Kirk Gibson, 75 to 79.
Yep.
So, same time as Joe Montana at Notre Dame. So, he would have gone
month,
there.
Same day, same year.
He would have gone there and been Kirk Gibson's quarterback.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Paulie, do you have something else?
I'm confirming Marvin's.
Okay, good. That's good. All right. We're going to take a break here, and we're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Want to thank Panini America. They have trading cards here. So, there's one with Marvin, his love for Connecticut. Todd in an Astros jersey taking BP. Me serving a beer, Seton with a soccer ball, Will Ferrell got one, and Paulie's got a Notre Dame helmet and jersey on. That looks really good.
Yeah.
But Panini America did those for us. They have so many great things to tell you about. Brand new NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards. And they're available in packs or Panini's public auctions on the site. Do you smell the steak that just walked in here? There's a meat Friday.
That's not a phrase, right?
No. I'm not talking about Brady Quinn.
Oh, you beefsteak.
Keep an eye out for the Panini NFT platform. New features coming next month. Panini NFT trading cards giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You know, the people who are working behind the scenes here have been wonderful. There's so many people who have been great. And I mentioned to one of the people, and I said, you know, I don't think we're going to have a Meat Friday. And they said, well, we could still do a Meat Friday here in Dublin. And I said, all right, well, I'll let you guys work on it. And all of a sudden, I could smell the steak coming through the smell. And I go, wait a minute, who's cooking a steak out there? I go out there. There's a chef from Fire and Soul that he's cooking steak. He said, I hear it's a Meat Friday.
That's
I go,
so cool.
Awesome. I said, we'll get to that coming up in a moment. We got to talk some whiskey as well.
By the way, the superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz, impressively techie, surprisingly roomy, with available seating up to 7. The vehicle all-electric, the feeling all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB. He's a master distiller, and you have to refer to him as that, the master distiller. His name is Brian Nation, his real name. And he is the Keeper's Heart Master Distiller. We imported him from Dublin. We spent a lot of time with him, and he can handle his whiskey.
Yes,
let's
he can.
Put it that way.
Yes, he can.
Let's please welcome Brian Nation.
Yeah, let's go.
There he is, the Master Distiller. Bring that microphone a little closer to you, Brian.
Perfect.
All right. So, the master distiller. How long does it take to become a master distiller?
Long time. I've been involved in the whiskey industry for over 25 years now. And I became master distiller for the first time in 2013. And then did that for 7 years and then decided to up sticks and move to the beautiful state of Minnesota to make whiskey with Keeper's Heart.
Okay. But what happened earlier in your career to get to the point where, like, what whiskeys are you responsible for or you had a hand in developing?
Yeah, well, I suppose I was very fortunate to be part of a team that developed, you know, that worked with Jameson, Middleton Very Rare, the Spot Range, Powers, and Method and Madness. So fantastic brands, great Irish whiskey brands, really fantastic pinnacle of Irish whiskey. So I was very fortunate to work with them for 23 years. And my whole career really started off as an accident. As I always say, it was the best accident that ever happened to me. My background was chemical and process engineering. And last place I would have thought I'd end up in was a distillery. Worked in a pharmaceutical plant, worked in an oil refinery. Didn't really enjoy them. They were grand, but it didn't kind of give me the excitement that I was looking for, really. And then I got an opportunity to go as an environmental engineer into a distillery in Middleton in Cork, and basically worked my way up and ultimately became master distiller for fantastic brands.
I've seen grown men get emotional around you when they're around you.
Look, it's
like, how famous are you? And be honest now. I mean, in Dublin, how famous are you?
I suppose because of the brands, you'd be known by people that enjoy whiskey, yeah? So, I mean, when you see people that have a love of whiskey and particularly have a love of Irish whiskey, you're obviously going to be associated with that, so you would be known. I just do my job. I have great fun doing it. I'm very passionate about it.
Yeah, but okay, hold on.
Now, I mean, I heard you were calling me Sir Master a while ago.
Yes, I was.
I mean, that
I'm
was
only going by what happened last night. Yeah, I said, Brian, and he goes, it's Sir Master Distiller. And I go, okay. Then who takes out the picture of Prince Albert from Monaco?
Oh, my God. We're going to go there.
Well, you told me how famous you were. Because I'm sitting next to Will Ferrell, and you go, you got any famous friends? I said, well, let me text Sandler. Sandler was getting his haircut, right? And I said, he's getting his haircut. I said, what do you have? And then you pull out the picture with you and Prince Albert from Monaco, correct?
Yeah.
He's a big whiskey guy.
He is a big whiskey guy. He has a
Could
love.
You call him right now?
No. And the reason I couldn't is I wouldn't expose him to dislike. I mean, can you imagine? Can you imagine how he'd feel?
He'd feel wanted. Like, we're the people.
Do you know what would happen is, I know what would happen. I'd make the call, he wouldn't answer, and you just destroy me even more.
Okay. Did you bring up Bono last night as well?
Never met him.
But was there something? I'm only going by what you told me last night. You were in your cups last night, and you started telling me that you knew all of these famous people, right?
Oh, my God.
You thought it was just a dinner, Brian.
I know, yeah. Like, I mean,
No. There was a dinner, then this is a roast, is
yeah,
what this
exactly,
is.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah.
Welcome
yeah.
to America.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's great fun, though. I'm having a ball. I mean, I could never have thought 2 years ago that I'd be sitting here in Dublin on the Dan Patrick Show talking about whiskey and being with Keeper's Heart. So
okay,
it's just
fantastic. Explain to us
So let's say you're just getting into whiskey.
Yeah.
Tell people, like, this is what you need to do and not do.
Yeah, I think the first thing is don't be afraid of it, right? People have this impression that whiskey can only be drunk in a certain way. You know, you have to do certain different things with whiskey. The way I always tell people that want to try whiskey is try it the way, you know, experiment with it. You don't always have to drink your whiskey neat. You don't always have to drink it on the rocks. You can drink it in a mixed drink. But the beauty about whiskey is that there are so many different types of whiskey out there. They really do cater for all different taste profiles. And the beauty about it is that whiskey is not just a shooting drink, right? When you sit down and you actually assess a whiskey, you take it, it takes you on, and it sounds so cliched, it takes you on a journey. It takes you on a journey of the process. The smells of the whiskey bring back memories of childhood, bring back memories of different things that happen in your life.
Yeah, but I wasn't drinking as a child, so you're saying childhood.
It still brings it back.
What? Is that happening in Dublin?
What it does is...
When did you have your first whiskey?
I had my first whiskey when I was 19.
Oh, okay.
Right? Not, you see, you were trying to go there.
Well, you're the one who said my childhood.
But I had my first whiskey when I was 19, but I didn't ever really appreciate what went into making whiskey until I joined Irish Distillers.
Okay, we go into this whiskey bar that it's unbelievable, priceless whiskey.
Fantastic.
And then you bring down a bottle, and it's got your name on it.
Yes,
right?
Somebody brought down a bottle that had my name on it.
Okay. I thought you said, would somebody bring down that bottle so I can show it to people?
Can I? Yeah, yeah.
How much did that bottle go for?
That absolutely blew me away. It was $75,000 a bottle, or 75,000 euros, I forgot, him back in Dublin. 75,000 euros a bottle and 5,000 euros a shot.
Why?
It's all to do with the rarity. It's the style of the whiskey. There was only 117 bottles of that whiskey made at the time, back in 2014. So it obviously became a collector's item. And then it's supply and demand.
But originally, if I bought that, it would have cost me 150 bucks?
6,000 euros, that would have been. There was only 117 bottles.
Okay.
But it's supply and demand and great marketing as well.
But when you deliver, do you deliver a cask to Prince Albert in Monaco?
He's part of our cask society with Keeper's Heart, yeah. He's a happy member of that.
How does he get his whiskey?
We'd send it. Send samples. Sometimes I've been over there. You know, it's...
So what's it like at the palace there in Monaco?
It's fantastic. It's an unbelievable experience. It's actually like sitting here.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing.
Are you getting nervous talking about the prince?
No, it's you make me nervous.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I kind of got into whiskey a little bit later on, because I think it's intimidating for people, because they're not quite, like, what am I tasting?
Yeah.
Are you one of those guys who says, oh, I can taste a garden hose, tennis ball, a shoe? Are you one of those guys?
Actually, I'll tell you a funny story. Our CEO, Mike Duggan, for Keeper's Heart, basically... When I taste Keeper's Heart Irish Plus American, I talk about, you know, it reminds me of as a child going into a sweet shop in my hometown of Cork City. And it was a hard sweet shop, boiled sweets, and there was lots of different flavors. And I get that with the whiskey. And he's looking at me going, yeah, right. That's when I talk about the memories it brings it back. But back to your point about whiskey and being intimidated by it and everything like that. You do hear that a lot. What I laugh at some people is they say, oh, Jesus, I could never drink a glass of whiskey. Oh, the last time I had whiskey, oh, my God, I was sick or I was this, I was that. It had nothing to do with the 25 pints they had before it. Do you know what I mean? You're kind of going, oh, yeah, you're blaming it on that one glass of whiskey. And it was the other pints before it that caused the problem.
What is it called when you put the ginger in with the whiskey?
Oh, we call that a long drink. So we call it a Keeper's Heart and ginger with a wedge of lime and ice. And it's absolutely beautiful.
Yes,
it's
it was.
So refreshing.
Yeah, but we ran out of this whiskey last night at the bar.
By popular demand.
Yes, we did. Do you guys have a question for Sir Master Distiller Ryan Nation, Paulie?
I guess, you know, they say, I see sometimes people tasting wine and they swish it around in their mouth. If you're tasting and trying to judge a new whiskey you're trying, should you just drink it casually or should you, like, let it sit in your mouth and go from there?
Well, the first thing you do with a whiskey is you actually nose the whiskey, yeah? And the reason you're nosing the whiskey is you're trying to determine what flavors are you getting just on the nose. And then when you taste the whiskey, what I generally do when I taste the whiskey is I do leave it rest on my palate for a period of time. I don't swish it around. I think when you leave it rest on your palate, what you're getting is you're assessing the mouthfeel. Is it a creamy mouthfeel? Is it a syrupy mouthfeel? And different whiskies have different mouthfeels. And then as that happens, the flavors evolve as well on the palate and they coat your tongue. And then you begin to get, where's the flavor coming from? Is it just coming from the distillate? Is it coming from the wood? And whiskies are different. Every type of whiskey is different. And that's what makes it so exciting. That's why I love what I do. And you can see, I love what I do. And doing something like this as well is, it might be, Jesus, nerve-wracking for someone like me, but I still have a lot of fun.
Seton, you have a question?
Yeah, the Cask Society.
Yes.
Is that something you sign up for on the website, or is there a more rigorous screening process?
Well, for you, there could be a bit of a screening process.
Okay, okay.
But okay. No, you can sign up on the website. What we actually do there is, because we are creating whiskey history at Keeper's Heart, because we're actually making American whiskey in the Irish style of triple copper pot distillation, we're giving people the opportunity to be involved in owning a cask of the first 100 barrels of triple pot distilled rye, triple pot distilled bourbon, or triple pot distilled American single pot still. So effectively, you become part of the journey and you become part of the history. So it's not just about being involved with a cask or becoming a member that can take all of these bottles of whiskey at the end of the process. It's actually being involved in the journey and being involved in the history. And we love it. People that have joined it have really enjoyed the whole trip.
How many bottles do I get out of a cask?
If you hold it for about 4 years, about 240 bottles.
And then if I wait longer than that?
As whiskey waits longer in a barrel, it actually evaporates. So you get losses. So the number of bottles will drop down, but the flavors will change. The whiskey will evolve, and you'll have more of a wood-influenced whiskey the longer you leave it in the barrel.
Is there a chance if I left it in there like 100 years that there wouldn't be anything left? I would be buying a cask that didn't have any whiskey in it?
Well, if you left it there for 100 years and you're still buying that cask, fair juice to you, because you've lasted a long time.
Well, no, I'm passing it on to my family. When I say, hey, I'm leaving you this cask, and then there's no whiskey in there, Brian. Sir Master Distiller.
What it actually would do is you'd always lose. The problem is that the longer you leave it, and I'm talking if you leave it 50, 60 years, what could happen is the strength of the whiskey could actually drop below what is actually recognized as a true whiskey, which is below 40% or 80 proof.
The most expensive glass of whiskey that you've ever had, or most expensive bottle of whiskey, is what?
That I've ever tasted?
Yeah.
I tasted actually Silent Distillery Chapter 1, which was a release from Middleton Distillery back in, I think, 2020, I think. And that was, at the time, probably 36,000, 37,000 euros a bottle. So the shot was, $2,000, $2,500. But it was beautiful.
I hope.
And I didn't pay for it, by the way.
You didn't mix that with anything, right?
Oh, yeah, with a bit of Coke. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Coca-Cola and all that, right?
Oh, Sir Master Distiller. Thank you again, Brian. Every time I've met you, you've had this spirit, but that's who you are. And you guys are great partners. We hope this continues for a long time. We hope to see you in Minneapolis. Thank you again for welcoming us into your family as well.
And thank you so much, guys. We are having a ball, and we are so proud to be the official whiskey sponsor of the Dan Patrick Show. So long may it continue.
He is, when you meet him, he's Sir Master Distiller. He is Brian Nation. We'll come back. We'll close up shop. What we learned, what's in store for Monday on the program. We're back after this in Dublin, Ireland. Innovation Refunds has been helping small businesses that qualify to get a business payroll tax refund through the Employee Retention Credit, also known as the ERC. If you own a business with more than 5 employees, you could have money waiting to be claimed. If your CPA said that you might not qualify, think again. It might be worth getting that second opinion. Innovation Refunds doesn't provide tax or legal advice, but they will work with independent tax professionals, share the information with them, and see if you qualify. Terms and conditions apply. They've been helping eligible
sole businesses claim their ERC tax refunds since 2021. And they might be able to help your business as well. You got to get started, innovationrefunds.com, or you can call 1-843-REFUNDS, 1-843-REFUNDS. And remember, there's no upfront charge. They don't get paid unless you get paid. Get started. See if you qualify for a refund through the Employee Retention Credit, otherwise known as the ERC. 1-843-REFUNDS or go to innovationrefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byard. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Oh, yeah. 2, 3, 4. All right, Marvin.
Ever since I was a tiny boy.
Our streak is alive with Meat Friday. Fire and Soul, one of their chefs came over, Richie came over, and boy, what a process. That was great. We've had steak quite a few times here in Dublin, and they know what they're doing, but that was a different taste to it. So Meat Friday, the streak continues as we go out of the country. So many people I want to thank and understand where this came from. The genesis was
We joked about coming over here over a decade ago. And I've been here a few times. Paulie's been here a few times. And I just remember we thought, well, could we do this? Could we come over here? Could we do a show? Could we do it and have something that would be attached to it? We tried during the pandemic, couldn't do it, obviously. And then we noticed that Notre Dame was playing Navy, and we thought, all right, let's see if we can do this. But the person who started it was Will Ferrell, because we talked about it, and then Will said, hey, if you guys go to Dublin, I'm going with you. Well, that was a decade ago. And he would subsequently bring it up to me. Dublin, question mark? And then I go, not this year. And then all of a sudden, I reached out to our sales staff, and I said, hey, can we make this happen for Notre Dame and Navy? And they put it all together, found a place. The big German came over here and did a wonderful job. Eric Jones did a wonderful job. The backroom guys all did a wonderful job. Everybody pitched in. It's been a lot of fun. We hope you've had fun listening to the show and or watching the show. Peacock, our partner here, they carry Notre Dame football. They've been a wonderful partner as well. So all the people, Panini helping us, Mercedes helping us, Keeper's Heart. So there's so many different sponsors, so many people got involved in this, and they deserve the victory lap. We had fun. It was and Will Ferrell, by the way, once again another
the best.
What a unselfish star he truly was. He said, "Whatever you guys are doing, I'm doing." And I said, "Okay." He goes, "That includes a pie to the face." I said, okay, I can do that as well. But he went out with us, signed autographs, took pictures. He was very patient with everybody. But it was a big deal. It was a big deal, and my sincere thanks to him. He's been a very generous person to this show, and we can call him a friend. Yeah, Pauline.
Yeah, I think people are going to forever ask us about this trip, you know, when we're well done with the show, and I say, what's Will Ferrell like? And you're not going to have the words to describe what a class act he is and a humble, just wants to have fun with some bros. That's it.
Yeah, he's like, where are we coming back next year? And I go, let me get through one more day here, Will. But yes, we are. That next year, we would love to do it where we can invite the audience to be more of a part of the trip and maybe be able to watch the show. Whatever it is, we have you in mind of trying to do something that's a little bit bigger. I think Florida State, Georgia Tech play here next year. Yes, Seton.
That's a real fun one, Florida State, Georgia Tech.
Yeah, but I will say, Notre Dame is in town. You can certainly tell Notre Dame is in town. It's like 90-10, the ratio of Notre Dame to Navy. Yes, yeah,
which is funny because as an Irish Catholic who had never been from the United States, that's exactly what I imagined Dublin to be like. Notre Dame stuff everywhere. Everybody walking with their ND stuff on. Like, I knew Ireland was going to be just like that.
But they don't understand football. They keep saying, you know what, Gaelic football is real football. Yeah. And, you know, without Gaelic football, you don't have American football. And I'm like, okay, all right, fine. I'll have another pint, please. Yes, Paul.
Yeah, the I-team has learned, though, that this building we're leaving in a couple hours is for sale, Dan. I'm not saying the Dublin office.
I'm just saying 2 to 5 local. It agrees.
Oh, I know. That's great.
I don't know if it's going to agree with you long term.
I need a little more time to adjust to the schedule.
So I see they do call it a schedule over here, don't they? I see Brady Quinn, you know, last night, former Notre Dame quarterback, and he said, hey, I'm all in if you're all in. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, if you're coming back next year, then I'm back next year as well. And I go, okay. He goes, what do you think about getting a place here? And I go, what, you and me? He goes, No, are you thinking?
Fritzy said yes.
I was like, I'm in.
I did, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Brady?
Yeah. And then Todd was standing next to Brady. Like, it became awkward last night.
Did it really?
Yes.
I didn't say anything awkward. My shirt and what was popping out of it was awkward.
Your nipples were hard around Brady.
It was a man-o-lantern.
Yes.
I think they were hard all night, but when Brady stepped in, it went to a different level. That's fair.
Yes, Seton.
That's actually been one of the coolest things about this trip is that, we'll be out at a bar, right? And it's like, you're there, Will Farrell's there, we're all there. Then all of a sudden, Brady Quinn shows up. You're like, hey, what's up, dude? What are you doing? Mike Golick, hey, buddy, what are you? All of a sudden, there's Brady Quinn's like, you guys want to go see some stand-up comedy?
I know.
My buddy Shane is a dumb. Hell yeah, dude, let's go do it. That's what this whole trip has been like, is just one thing after the other.
All right, moment of the week. Todd, I'm going to go to you. Moment of the week.
Moment of the week, seeing that young girl at the restaurant get that emotional.
Oh, I thought you were talking about another.
The girl in the green.
Well, that was a woman. That wasn't a girl. She was She was very attractive, but that's a different story. But seeing that young girl get so emotionally involved with just being next to Will Ferrell was quite the sight.
Yeah, when Todd goes, "What do you think?" And I go, "Of what?" He goes, "Behind me." And I go, "What am I looking at?" He goes, "Brown
hair."
Comes
the text from the wife. What are you guys talking about?
Brown hair, green shirt. And I go, "What about her?" I just think she's hot. I said, okay.
Is that what I said?
Yeah, you did.
I think she has a nice tan.
Yes, you did.
It would buzz around from finding one next brother. Hey,
hey, Paulie, what do you think? What do you think?
Check that out over there.
Seton, your highlight of the week.
Man, it's tough to pick one moment. I would actually say my favorite part of this trip has been being here with Marvin and experiencing the trip with him, because it's been so remarkable. And I don't know, it's just been, it's almost like reliving like the early days of the show, but with another person. And you're like, buddy, come on, dude, what? This is going to be awesome. This is real life happening right now.
This is a new Marvin. Marvin's not going back.
Not going back.
Not going back. Paulie?
Quickly, we're Tuesday night, we're in a place called The Palace, and they have this thing called The Snug. It holds about four people. We had seven people, all us guys here, Will and another friend, and we're all just cramped shoulder to shoulder, and the laughter was so loud and so funny, and the jokes were flying.
Yeah. I don't know how funny they were, but
they were laughing.
Holy smoke. And it took a bunch of broken glasses for the night to stop.
Oh, is that what?
Yeah.
I forgot all about that.
Like, okay, I think that's enough. We should probably take off now.
Marvin, highlight for you.
This entire week, being in the Snug, and then, look, my eyes are welling up now because I'm so emotional being here. So this entire trip.
Dude, you've earned this.
Thank you. You have earned it.
But if you're going to cry, make sure you cry on camera because it's good content.
We're running out of time.
Yeah.
So.
What We Learned brought to you by Panini America. Thank you for your partnership. Rare inserts, memorabilia cards, autograph cards, instant classics. Start or continue your collection at PaniniAmerica.net. We'll talk to you from the Milford Man Cave on Monday. Have a great week. One more item as we close out this show from Dublin. You've waited all year long. The time has finally arrived. College football is back. So are the traditions, the tailgates, the great offers from DraftKings Sportsbook. Right now, new customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Kick off the season with DraftKings Sportsbook. But to get started, download the app now. Use the code Patrick. New customers can score $200 in bonus bets instantly when they bet just $5 on any college football bet. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. Fritzy?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility in terms at DraftKings.com/football.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.